what do you think the difference made with you being there? Because, your store was more like for people who didn't have money, they could come in
and borrow.
And what difference do you think that made in the community?
I think it made a lot of difference.
Right. Because there are a lot of people who
needed help.
Right.
That's right.
So.
And if I can't help anybody, I'm not going to hurt them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So, tell me about this time. What was it like at first? And, like, when you first opened the store?
Oh, it was a new world altogether because I didn't know a thing about a store. And, of course, J.C. stayed there and helped me, you know, until I got kind of familiar with it, you know, because I'd never been in business myself and didn't know what it was all about. And he stayed there and he helped me until I kind of caught on to it. Well, Lonnie, he was there and he had been there, you know, with Miss Lisa. And he helped me a lot. And then, of course, you know, we sold the cloth by the pound and the bedspreads and all that. And that really brought a lot of people in there. And then when I hired Geraldine, and I had to have some help because it was just getting too busy.
Right.
And then we got the beer, got my beer license, and we got the beer in there. And the black, you know, that was our living.
Right.
And that was our trade.
Right.
And which it had been all along, I think. Mm-hmm. Even when J.C. then was that, of course, you know, we added a lot of stuff to it that they didn't have. And then the cloth ran out. Well, that's when we picked up the package store. And because we just couldn't get the material anymore to sell by the pound.
Right.
And we had to discontinue that. So that's about it.
Right. And during the time of the, you said that during the time of the everything was going on in Selma, that had no effect on the relationships that were going on in Oil.
No,
right.
None whatsoever.
Right.
As far as I knew.
Right. Uh-huh. And there were other stores around here at the time, too. Mm-hmm. They were McHugh and...
Right. Knoxwich and Super Saver.
Right.
And, of course, the Sears.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
The Larry and M and the Parks Place.
So, during this time, you bought the store now. What about your children? They're off in school? Or?
Well, that the only one I had in school, when we went down there, was Charles. Yeah, because Greg had finished.
Yeah,
I think he had finished before we went down there. I can't remember what year he finished in. Yeah, Charles was still in school. Because he was going to Plano.
A school in Plano. Hmm. He was going to school in Plano.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dallas County.
Okay.
Then, he was the only one. And then, you know, I got Greg and him too to come in and help. That was back 80 something, I can't remember. 82, 83, somewhere in there. They came down there and started helping some. And then Greg, he got married. Well, he moved off to Montgomery. And then Charles got him a job. And then that just put me and Geraldine and Lonnie back in it again.
Right, exactly.
And then I had to hire some more, you know, along to help out as the business got better.
Right.
And it got better.
Right. And then this relationship kept going until Miss Lane died. He did die.
Oh, right. And yeah.
What year was this?
86, I believe Lonnie died. But I had to lease the store out in 84. My oldest boy had a wreck and broke his neck. Well, when he got out of the hospital, he had to have somebody to take care of it. So I couldn't do that and run the store, so I leased the store out. to my niece, Alice Hamilton. And then it burnt in January of 85. Well, that put her out. Well, then we just went back and built the store back and got it going again. And Lonnie came back and helped us. Lonnie helped us until he just, you know, he was just tired. And he just more or less stayed at home more than he did work, because I let him come on to work, you know,
right,
when he wanted to.
Right.
But Lonnie didn't last but just a little while after that. And then he died. Well, you know, his wife had already died. And so that's when we built the store back, that's when we hired Gilbert. And Lonnie, he'd come on and help, you know, and train Gilbert. And of course, your mama came back later on, Geraldine. And I can't remember exactly what year she came back. But anyway, she came back with that old crew again, all but Lonnie. And but it was an experience.
Right.
It really was. Everybody ought to have to run a store one time, because I love to meet the public.
Right.
Because you meet all kinds. It surprises you sometimes, you know, who you meet.
Right.
Or how they feel, you know.
Right.
But I love meeting the public.
Exactly. So after this time, after you owned the store for a while, and you and your husband both still working at Miller's, mm-hmm, and still raising children. I mean, your children are grown,
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm,
except for Charles,
mm-hmm,
Charles is the only one who's still in school. So when he got out of school, then what? He came to work in the store also?
Yeah, but he didn't work that long. He got him a job.
Right.
On the oil rig, adding the water.
Oh.
Offshore.
Uh-huh.
And he worked there for a while, and then he came back and done different things. But then when we built the store back in 85, well, James did come down there, the oldest boy, and he ran it. And then Charles got him a store over here on 80, and he ran it until, I guess, 89, 88 or 89, and then he came on down there. That's when I broke broke one foot and had some cracked bones in the other, and he came on down to help James. And then James and him and myself, you know, all run it after I got to where I could get back in.
Right.
And then when Jimmy got sick, and they knew we were going to have to get rid of the store, then Charles got him a job up at Dennis Nursery, up on the other side of Burnsville. And that's where he's still working. And James, of course, he went back construction.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other boys is Donald. He's engineer on the Southern Railroad. And then Greg, he's got his own business in Montgomery. He owns a little Debbie cookie wrap. So that's what he does in Montgomery. And then Gary, he works at Hammermill.
Mm-hmm.
So they all got them good jobs,
right,
doing fine.
Mm.
And we retired doing fine.
Exactly, yes, of course. So then you sold the store in 94 because of
illness.
Right, exactly. And you moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else I want to ask you about. So you moved back, now you're living back in Selma.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, okay. And what differences can you basically tell me between what it's like when you first came here until, and the difference between what it's like now?
Oh, it just ain't nothing going on.
Right.
There's not anything going on for you. And so many people has had to move on account of the jobs, you know.
Right.
And that's black and white.
Right, exactly.
Because it just ain't, there's just not enough to do here in Selma. And I wish it was something else. That would come back in here to give people, you know, more jobs. And keep the people here, because if they have to keep leaving, that's going to make it even worse.
Right, exactly. And how many grandchildren do you have now?
15.
15?
And two great-grand.
Oh.
And expecting another great-grand.
Oh.